everyone. Thanks for visiting the 100th episode of ForWeddingPhotographers.com. And if you guys were around since day one, then I absolutely love you. I think that's super duper insane that you guys are still around, that I still haven't bored the heck out of you. I think that's amazing. Thank you so much for listening, and more importantly, just for sharing, you know, these crazy podcasts with all your friends who are in the wedding photography industry, or your friends who are photographers who are trying to figure out how the heck to break into it. You know, it's funny, and you'll hear me mention it every once in a while where, you know, when I started, and it wasn't that long ago, where, I mean, there was no B-school, there just weren't any forums out there where people were interested in helping other photographers. It was just one of those things where, you know, no one wants to add more competition to an industry that people think is just hugely saturated. But, you know, in the whole grand scheme of things, there are just so many weddings out there that you have to just understand that if you're looking to break into shooting weddings, just know that, yes, there's competition out there. And yet, as you build your business, people start hearing about you. And think of it, all you really need to do is book between 30 and 40, 45, if you want to be a little crazy, weddings a year, you know? So come on, dude, you know, New York State, I think there are about 220,000 weddings that go on each and every year. It's got to be significantly more in the entire state of California, because you guys get 12 months of absolutely beautiful weather, depending on where you are. But, you know, again, this is just one industry where I'm glad that I work in. I'm glad that people like my work. And more importantly, I want these podcasts to just be there to let you guys know that it's a real easy industry to break into. You don't have to second shoot for anyone, regardless of, you know, the photographers that you talk to at different forums that think that you're crazy and that you have no right to go ahead and shoot someone's wedding because you've never kept... Shut up! You know what I mean, dude? Like anything, listen, if you're like me and you are balls to the wall, and more importantly, you just need to make sure that you're good at shooting, period. You know, if you understand lighting, which is all it really is, you know, you have to understand when it's really bright out, you need to underexpose just a hair just so it's not hugely bright. You need to understand backing up your images and fixing photos in Lightroom and maybe even taking it into Photoshop. But it's an industry that I'm telling you is going to have more. Within the next 10 years, there's bound to be significantly more photographers out there, because now it's the world of digital. Now it's easy. Now you can take a photo, and the LCD is going to let you know if you're spot on. And if not, you just make the minor adjustments and good to go. Or just, you know, buy yourself a $5,000 Canon 1D Mark IV and set it to auto mode and just go nuts. But it's literally that easy. You know what I mean? Like it's just this business really has more to do with your personality. I was talking to this one photographer earlier today, Cassie from Alberta, Canada, and super sweet. And she's actually shooting her very first wedding tomorrow. And we just talked for like 25 minutes and just shooting, you know, shooting the shit back and forth. And, you know, I was just telling her, just shoot a lot. You know, it's your first wedding and that's cool. And she's actually covered a few couples for their engagements and actually captured a few engagement photos for some couples. And, you know, but that's how you start. And I looked at her work and she's spot on. So, you know, it's nothing less than just focusing on making sure that your technique and your tools are fine-tuned. And then the rest is all personality. It's really someone's buying you. They're buying your personality. If you're fun and outgoing, I'm telling you, people are going to love you. And if your work is, you know, your work doesn't even have to be absolutely beautiful and super amazing where all of a sudden you're going to be voted the top, you know, be one of the top 10 wedding photographers in the world. You know, your work just has to be good. You know what I mean? And again, it's not like you're out there trying to book 100 weddings. You know, if you could do 20 weddings, 30, 40 weddings a year, that's all you really need. And believe me, it's a lot easier than you really think. You know, and And if you're new and you haven't booked a wedding yet, or you're around the corner from booking your first wedding, or you just did, or you just shot your first wedding, believe it or not, when you're years from now, when you're looking back and remembering how you started, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's weird to say the least to look at my calendar and have, you know, almost 40 weddings booked and remember when I was, you know, struggling and hoping that I could book at least 5 weddings. And, you know, that 1 year where I was wanting at least 5 and I ended up booking about 16. And I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. Look, I have a few albums. I have a few people that have called me to shoot their weddings because they actually watched me work at someone else's wedding. Okay, that's cool. Let's see how it goes. And then the rest is just referrals. But I'm telling you, it really is, you know, the fact that people just fall in love with your personality. And, you know, if you can focus on that, then your business is going to grow like you don't even know. And holy smoke, this is my 100th episode. If that's not crazy, then I don't know what is. So thank you, everyone, again for listening. You guys are the absolute best. As usual, please go ahead and spread the love. And if you're going to be at WPPI, make sure that if you see me, just tap me on the shoulder and just be like, dude, I absolutely love you. Because believe it or not, earlier this year at WPPI, actually, you know, the podcast was only about 5 months old. And, you know, maybe I had 30, maybe 40 photographers, you know, just pull me over. And they're just like, dude, I love your podcast. You know, you actually keep me amped and excited about this business. And, you know, this business really is exciting. It's fun. Think of it, man. You are a part of a couple's history. Like, think about that, dude. Come on, please. You have to think about the fact that someone is hiring you to capture one of the most important days of someone's life. Are you kidding me? If that's not absolutely awesome, I don't know what is. And to me, that's what keeps me going and excited. It's just like, this is awesome. I'm going to shoot another wedding. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be shooting a wedding. Next Saturday I'm shooting a wedding. Next Sunday I'm shooting a wedding. And then things have actually gone a step further where yesterday I captured one couple's, six-week-old baby. One of my brides from a few years ago contacted me today. I'm actually going to have a portrait session with her, her husband, and her newborn baby. I think the baby is a week and a half old, maybe 2 weeks. But, you know, these are the things that I absolutely love. You know, I really have a passion like you for capturing moments. I want people to look back and just say, you know, look at these absolutely beautiful photos. And when I'm dead and 3 generations from now, someone looks at them and says, oh, some guy named Luis Torres took these photos. To me, the fact that years from now, 100 years from now, someone may be whispering my name just says that Luis Torres lived on this planet. And to me, it's really more of a, I don't know if you want to call it an ego, but it's cool to just be remembered. You know what I mean? Because working in finance for so many years, you know, no one cares about you. You know, they're all about their money and making sure that the trade goes through and everything is fine and there aren't any issues. That's it. You know, people don't remember your name. They don't care. But photography, it's decades and decades from now and generations from now that people are going to appreciate the work that you do. And, you know, if I'm just remembered as being some photographer from years ago who took cool photos, then I'm hugely excited and I'm just thrilled that someone acknowledges the fact that I actually lived. But anyway, again, thank you guys. You guys are the best. 100 episodes. I think that's absolutely amazing. I remember when it was the 50th episode, and that seemed like it was a month ago, which at my rate probably was 3 months ago, so because I've just been going nuts the last few months. But again, everyone, I will see you guys at WPPI 2011. Make sure you guys go and attend. If you've never been to WPPI, I'm telling you, if you miss it, you're going to kick yourself after you hear all the absolutely amazing stories going on. WPPI 2012, I'm actually going to host a 4weddingphotographers.com party. It'll probably be at the Hard Rock in Vegas, and it'll definitely be in one of their giant $4,000 a night nights, and it's just because I know someone that works there. So So I won't be spending $4,000. So you guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you again. And I look forward to seeing all you guys at WPPI. For all you guys on the East Coast, yes, absolutely, without a doubt, this October, I will be at the Javits Center for the PDN Photo Expo. I'm going to be walking around. I'm from New York City. That's my backyard, you know. I used to go to the Copacabana, which at one point was literally across the street from the Javits Center. So, I mean, to say that Manhattan is my backyard, I mean, I grew up skateboarding in Manhattan since I was 12. So, but absolutely, I'm going to be there. So if you guys are on the East Coast, definitely go. I will definitely be there for all 3 days. And we'll just hang out, party, and have a bunch of get-togethers and just chill and relax and have an absolutely insane time. All right, everyone, thank you again. You guys are the best, and I'll talk to you guys soon.